Episode 3174, How Do You Simplify Healthy Living?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It is midweek, it's Wellness Wednesday, and it's time to kick your rear into gear to living the life that you want to live. How do you simplify healthy living? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. You know, with conflicting advice, fad diets, and an abundance of wellness trends, you get them, right? You probably get them in your feed, you get them in the news, you get them on infomercials, you get them on signs as you're driving by. It's so easy to feel overwhelmed and confused. How do you simplify healthy living? How do you do it when everything's coming at you? Because in an era of overwhelming information and countless options, I mean, I can remember back when you could maybe count on one hand how many options you have, and now your toes and fingers won't be enough, right? It's no wonder that choosing what's right for you when it comes to healthy living can be a daunting task. I get it. Been there, done that. But there are a few simple steps you can follow. And so what I want to do today is attempt to tame the confusion and declutter the myriad of options that you have. And then we're going to break it down a little bit further. Okay, so hang in here with me. We're doing a little bit different because it's tough. It's tough to live healthy. It is. I know what it's like because I too have tried to figure out over decades what's going on with my body. And healthy living, it's not easy. You know, raising a family and, you know, you got to cook for everybody and then you got to take care of the hubby. And the next thing you know, you're coming and going all the time. And you're like, I just need some simplicity. And it's hard to find that simplicity. It's hard to figure out, well, what works? And then you're thinking, well, I need simplicity, but really maybe what works isn't going to simplify things. It makes things more complicated because now I'm cooking for the family. I got to cook for me. I got to cook for the hubby. When am I going to have any time to like do what I need to do on other things? I get how crazy it can be. And in all honesty, you know, I mean, we have to eat to survive. We have to drink water to survive. We need to sleep to survive. There's a few things that we need to learn for survival in life, and this is one of them. And so I want you to think about this as we go through some of these things. Put yourself in this position and say, am I doing this well? Not just I'm doing this, but am I doing this well? Maybe you're excelling in some areas and you're just kind of lacking in a few others. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't attach feelings. Look at the facts. And then allow yourself to open, just really be open to, you know, what might be a better choice or a different way at looking at things. So let's go over these few things here for a moment so we can kind of tame the confusion and declutter the myriad of options that we have when it comes to healthy living and really refining who we want to become. Number one, define your goals and priorities. Before diving into the world of healthy living, take the time to clarify your own goals and priorities, not your spouse's, not your kids, not your dogs, okay? Not your neighbors and your best friends. It's your goals. What does healthy living mean to you? Is it about weight management? Okay, do you need to lose weight? Okay, you gotta answer that. If your spouse answers that for you, I don't care who you are and how kind you are, you're gonna take offense to it. So you've gotta look at yourself and say, yes, this is where I'm at. So is it about weight management, wanting to boost energy levels? Maybe it's about reducing stress. You've got so much going on, you just like, you can't relax. Or simply feeling better overall. Maybe you just want an overall healthy lifestyle that you know is just going to help you through the season that you're in right now. Identifying your personal objectives will help you focus on the areas that matter most to you. So conduct some self-reflection, right? Look inward and write down your goals to gain clarity. And I want to really impress upon you, write it down physically with a pen and paper or pencil or a marker. I don't care what kind of utensil you use. Okay, write it out and actually look at it, because you can type it, but it does not have the connection. Just trust me on this, all right? Your health matters. So define your goals and priorities. Number two, conduct research and seek credible sources. There is so much information out there, right? With the internet inundated with health-related information, it's crucial to refer to credible sources and experts in the field. Yes, thank you for thinking of me as an expert, but I don't have all the answers. Also, I will say this, neither does your medical provider. Neither does a registered dietitian. Neither does, I could name everybody. Nobody has all the answers for you. You're going to have to go out and conduct some research and figure out what's going to work for you, right? Invest time in conducting that research, exploring well-established journals and seeking evidence-based information. Look, you don't have to go to the library and check out the encyclopedia and go the old-fashioned way. We have got Google. We have got YouTube, but know these people, learn about them. Find some people that you're like, okay, I really do like them. And maybe that's something I can work on here, or some credible people that you can actually look to. Not me necessarily. Yes, I find myself credible, but there are thousands of other people out there. And I've gained my knowledge from researching my own body and what I need. And I'm very complicated. I try to salt and pepper things in for you guys so you understand where I'm coming from. And it's not easy. But I don't have all the answers. This is not a one-stop shop. Yes, you can come here for a lot of things, but you still have to do work. Right? It takes all of us together to figure this out. So look for trusted health websites, reputable nutritionists, qualified fitness trainers, right? Certified professionals, certified coaches who can guide you in making informed choices, right? Maybe it's a naturopath. Maybe it's a DO instead of an MD, okay? That's a doctor of osteopath versus a medical doctor. They both are doctors, okay? But their approach is usually different. So you've got to find what works for you and seek out those resources. By relying on validated sources, you can better discern which options align with your goals and are supported by scientific evidence. Also, I want to add this in. There are so many blogs out there. There's so much writing. You may actually find someone who's writing about their experience, and it may come very close to what you are experiencing. That doesn't mean you have to mirror what they do, but you can read and kind of look through for guidance and say, wow, they did this, this, and this. All right, now I'm going to go look at that and see how it is. Now, I would also impress upon you, don't make crazy choices very quickly. Do a lot of research, right? You get one body. You get one set of kidneys, you get a liver, you get a gallbladder, appendix, you get a stomach, you get a colon, right? You get one primarily, unless it's one set. There's a couple of things there, but you only have one heart. You got to take care of that one heart. But sometimes I just think we're just kind of going through the motions and we don't see the consequences of our actions because we haven't put the work into it. And people are going to their doctors, they're going to their registered dietitians, they're going to their personal trainers, they're going to their coaches, and they're saying nothing's changing. Man, why can't this work? Everybody wants a one-size-fits-all. It does not work that way. So get in there to the nitty-gritty and dig a little bit. Conduct your own research, and then I would say also, then take that to your medical provider and say, I have found this, 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 and this. Of all of this that I have read and what I have dissected, I believe I need this test and this test and this test. And I want to see if any of this is right. Bring in the .coms that you get that information from. Because let me tell you, as much as your medical providers, your physicians, your PAs, your NPs, your registered dietitians, all of them out there that practice, your naturopaths, they don't know it all. They can't. There's just too much information. But if you give them the menu now of what you're looking at and say, I found this, don't go in with an attitude, but I found this, can we now discuss some options? And it may be that you need to call and make up a consultation appointment where you can sit down and have more of an in-office, not a physical review, but an in-office consultation. And they may need the information before, so your medical provider can prep for it. Okay, I'm telling you right now, most people out there that are in the medical community want to serve and help. Okay, you have a few of them that are full of it, but that's in anything that you look at. But for the most part, everybody wants to help you in your health and your well-being. So work together as a team, okay? Think of it as a team. Number three, listen to your body and responsiveness. This is huge. Nobody knows your body better than you. I've already said this. One size doesn't fit all when it comes to healthy living. It doesn't. Every individual is unique. Every body works differently. So you've got to figure how your body works and look at your genetics. Look at your lineage. Does it go back to your mom and dad? Does it go back to your grandparents, your great-grandparents? What about your parents' siblings? Do they have issues? Which side? Begin to ask questions. And then start really, really honing in and being ultra aware and intentional about what is going on with you. Because what works for someone else may not work for you. So embrace the concept of bio-individuality. Isn't that cool? Yes, I love it. Which recognizes that each person has specific nutritional, exercise, and lifestyle needs. And sometimes you have to fit it to the season that you're in. Pay attention to how your body responds to different choices and be open to making adjustments along the way. Experiment. You can experiment with different diets and exercise routines. There are so many different ways you can exercise now. You know, you can do a lot of things on the wall. If you're like, my knees don't work anymore like they used to, you don't have to do squats. You can do other exercise that will benefit your legs. But you've got to be willing to put in the work and go look for those. So pay attention to how your body responds to the choices that you make, right? Because after you've got your goals, you've done your research, you've got the planning and the preparation out of the way, then you can begin to say, okay, now if you've been doing this for a while and you've had all of that stuff and you know your body, then get down to the nitty-gritty here and start just wiping the slate clean and doing one thing at a time. And when I mean one thing at a time, I'm like, you only focus on nutrition. Don't exercise. Don't do anything. Focus on what you're putting in your mouth. When you figure that out, then add in some walking. Okay. Now, what you can always add in is sleep. I will say that. I'm doing better at it, by the way. Thanks for asking. I am. I'm trying to get to bed every night by 11 o'clock. Now, do I fall asleep? Always no. But the last few nights, I've been sleeping basically throughout the night, except to go up to the bathroom. That's because I'm drinking water a little bit later, but I fall right back to sleep. So that doesn't bother me if I have that interruption. I'm good at falling back to sleep. It's just initially getting to sleep because my body is just different, right? So pay attention to your differences within your body and make adjustments along the way. So you can experiment with the diets, right? Take out things, add things in, but don't do it all at the same time. If you want to take out a group of something, like taking out a group of dairy, great. But if dairy hasn't really been a problem, but you've noticed that when you eat lasagna smothered in cheese, that becomes a problem, or pizza smothered in cheese, and you don't have a problem really with gluten or anything, then maybe it's just cheese and the way it's concentrated that your body has a hard time breaking it down. So maybe start there. But if you're always having issues with anything that involves dairy, then just take out dairy. See what happens to your body. Okay? Try different exercise routines. Figure out some wellness practices. Find a way to be more mindful of how you feel. Meaning, be still. Like after you eat, like really enjoying your meal and chewing and chewing and chewing like we're supposed to, listen to what your body's doing. Do you have the coyotes going off in your tummy? It may not be because you're still hungry. It may be because it doesn't like what you just put in. Man, my stomach howls. Ask my husband, ask my children. I can remember when I was a kid sitting in class, and I'm talking, I was in elementary school, this would happen. I mean, this goes like way back. Like I've had problems my entire life. My mom apologizes. I'm like, Mom, it's not your fault. But now I can begin to deal with it, and I am, and it's exciting, and I'm thrilled, but it is taking a lot of diligence to the nth degree. Most people would not put this into their healthy living, but I want to live a really long time. I want to be able to chase every single grandchild I am blessed with. We've got number two on the way, due this month. You better believe I want to be able to chase that adorable child, along with the older brother, our grandson. And so with all of that, I've got to make some choices, which is hard, but I can do it. Now, I will say this, write down what your body is feeling. It is going to keep hard to keep track of everything that's going on. So you don't have to have a fancy journal. You can if you want, if that makes you feel good. But get basic paper with lines or without lines. It can be even index cards, whatever works for you. I really would prefer you, though, to not type it, but to write it. Write it is going to keep it in your head. So if you go out to eat and all of a sudden you're eating something and you wrote down 3 days before that you had a reaction when you had a hamburger at home that you made, and now you're out to eat and you're having a hamburger again and it's basically what you had before, okay, wait a minute. Ding, 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 ding. Maybe there's a relationship here with hamburger meat. It may not be all red meat, but maybe it's hamburger meat, okay? So write out your experiences and track progress because it's truly going to give you valuable insight. And that's what you're looking for, all right? So now that you have all of that, let's put it into practice. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Put it into practice. That's what you got to do. So I want us to look at three areas. And it's not everything because there's so many things we can do. I mean, we could be talking about stress, but we'd be here forever. I need like probably a month to talk about stress. We really actually need to focus on each of these, but you know what? We're going to be able to soon. Why? Because when we open up AIM, we'll be able to do some really creative things like that. It's hard to do that all now here on the podcast because I could talk your ear off forever, but you know what? You do have things to do. So let's continue on. So the three areas I want to focus on, nutrition, exercise, and sleep. First thing, nutrition. We talked about defining your goals and priorities. So if your goal is to improve your digestion and overall gut health, you may prioritize incorporating more fiber-rich foods into your diet and reducing all the box foods, like shopping on the outside perimeter of the grocery store and not the inner side, okay? Yes, you don't need things that come in boxes. Identifying this goal can help you focus on foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and probiotics that support gut health. But you have to figure that out. You have to be the one who commits to that. I mean, you could have a spouse who loves you deeply and wants to support you, but you got to be able to define your goals. Because if you let your spouse define your goals, for example, right? Because our spouses want us to look awesome. I mean, you want your spouse to look awesome, right? Of course. So, and you want them to feel good. I mean, I think that's what it really comes down to. I mean, looking is an extra benefit. But feeling good is number one. And so if you're looking at it from your perspective, you're going to stick with it more. Because if you look at it from your spouse's perspective, you're going to be like, oh, he's just saying that because. And, oh, you know, you begin to get a little bit defensive, rightfully so to a degree. But a lot of times it's coming from love. They just don't know how to say it, all right? So you've got to define your goals and priorities. What is that when it comes to food? Now, again, I want you to pick one of these to work on. You can incorporate sleep with two. That's the only exception. Sleep can go with one of them. But I only want you to work on one at a time, because otherwise you're going to be exhausted. You're going to be tired. And you're like, oh, I just can't do this, because change is hard. Change is a constant, but change is harder when you're trying to change your habits, meaning creating new behaviors to create your habits, right? Because you've got to make a different choice. If you're grabbing a Pepsi all the time to drink, and now you want to switch to water, you're like, where's my can? And you can buy some water in the cans, but you may not be able to drink that much carbonation of water, because it may also be upsetting your stomach. So you've got to change what you're grabbing a hold of. And then when you look at nutrition, right, conduct the research and seek credible sources. So you may come across some things when you're searching for gut health that the Mediterranean diet might actually be good for your heart health. So arm yourself with this information, explore it, find some recipes, consult with a registered dietitian, ask your doctor for a referral so you can get a customized diet to fit your preferences and needs. Now, can you do it yourself and create something? Of course you can. But some of us may want to work harder than others. That's your decision, right? Again, putting this all into practice. And then when it comes to listening to your body and responsiveness, we're talking nutrition here, stick with me. You got to pay attention to how your body responds to certain foods, right? We already talked about dairy, right? And how it can cause digestive discomfort or inflammation. Well, if that's giving you that, well, then look at other options like plant-based milks or probiotic-rich yogurts and observe if the symptoms improve. Now, maybe if you get your gut settled a little bit, then you might be able to introduce something back into your diet, but be patient. It could take a month or two. All right. For me, I did a test on one thing. Remember my egg drop soup story? If not, go back to that episode. I have to look up that episode. I think that was like 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago. It's been a long time. Anyway, it took me 3 days to basically tame the inflammation that I got from one cup of egg drop soup. Oh, it was delicious, but my body hated it. Okay, so figure it out for you. Again, this is what works for you. Now let's look at exercise. Nobody wants to work out. I get it. So you can call it exercise, you can call it fitness, whatever you want to call it, but you got to define it. So define your goals and priorities, right? What does it look like? If your goal is to increase strength and muscle tone, for example, you might prioritize resistant training exercises that target different muscle groups. Like, don't always work your legs. Rotate them. Work your upper, your lower, and then full body, okay? Setting this as your priority will help you design a workout routine that includes like weightlifting, body weight exercises, or using resistance bands, okay? Whatever works for you. And again, you may want to talk with someone, which leads us to number two, right? Conduct research and seek credible sources. You may say, oh my gosh, I just read about HIIT training. And you're like, what? HIIT, H-I-I-T, high intensity interval training. And it's great for cardiovascular fitness. It's great for you want to get in and get out. And there are fitness professionals that can help you with that and create a plan for you. And you could seek someone out locally or even online. Okay. And then finally, number three, listen to your body and responsiveness. How are you feeling when you're doing these workouts? Are you exhausted? Are you one who takes 4 days to recuperate? Or is it, yeah, I kind of got a little bit of, you know, it's just sore, but it's like a good sore. You're like, I'll take more of that. You've got to figure that out. For some people, I love running, but now I really shouldn't be doing it. So I don't do it. It's not good for my body right now. And if something is causing you discomfort, back away from it. Change it. Maybe you need to do more cycling or swimming instead of running. Adapt your routine based on your body's responses, ensuring that you enjoy the exercises you choose. Now, it's still going to be work, right? You're still going to have discipline, but that's for another episode. And then let's look at sleep. Now, sleep, I said you can do with something else because you always have to sleep. So go back to number one, right? Define your goals and priorities. What is it? For me, I needed to go to bed earlier because I would stay up so late. And I am a night owl, but I'm also a morning owl. So I just don't get sleep. And I can run pretty much on 4 hours of sleep. I still can do that right now. But I run better at about 6.75 to 7.5. That's my sweet spot. And so that's what I'm trying to do every night. And I've been doing it now for, we're in the third month now. So I think we're on the start of our 10th week. I mean, I'm really working hard at it. So, and this is not something that comes easy. I mean, talk about discipline. Oh yeah, it's hard. So you've got to figure it out. For me, it was like, okay, I see the clock. I know where it is. I have to then work backwards a little bit for my evening routines. What does that look like? So however you need to do, but you got to define those goals. And for me, it was 11 o'clock. That was the first goal. Then I started conducting some research. Now, I know I'm kind of one in a few, which it is what it is, right? We're all unique. But there are some people that really don't need a lot of sleep. And as we get older, sometimes we don't need as much sleep. But I'm still kind of at the in-between, all right? I might be half century, but I need sleep. So I'm trying to get what I think is working. And so research sleep hygiene, right? What is it? What are the problems that you're struggling with? Maybe you just have a hard time falling asleep. So are you intaking too much caffeine or even nicotine? Mm-hmm. Now, we're not going to talk about tobacco, but that has an effect on you. And there's lots of people out there that do e-cigarettes or still smoke. Okay, whatever it is, if you're ingesting nicotine, you need to look at that, right? Arm yourself with knowledge. That's what you need to do so you understand even more. There's truly no reason for us to not know something because most of us have a smartphone and we may not be able to look at it on a big computer screen, but we can look at our phone and we can go, even if you don't have Wi-Fi at home, you can go to the mall or a store or whatever. There's Wi-Fi available. You can go to your favorite coffee restaurant. There's free Wi-Fi. And you can do some research because you just spent money on a caffeinated drink at your favorite coffee beverage, right? So why not spend some time looking on how, you know, what things affect sleep? Food even, you know, affects sleep. It doesn't mean it's just caffeine and nicotine. You can eat at a certain time at night and later, okay? Really the key here, 2 hours before bedtime, don't eat because your body is working and it's gonna wanna stay awake and it's not gonna wanna go to sleep. And then also when you're looking at sleep, right, you gotta listen to your body, the responsiveness of it. Pay attention to how different habits and practices affect your sleep. And I want you to think about this more so as different behaviors. So you're choosing the behavior now, and as you continually do the behavior, it becomes the habit. So for instance, if you notice that consuming alcohol before bed disrupts your sleep, you can try reducing or avoiding it to evaluate if your quality of sleep improves. Because for some people, it may not. So then you're like, well, I'm throwing that out the window, and that's fine. If it doesn't affect you, great. Next. You know, there might be... I know I've got a good friend who drinks tea and she loves having tea before bed. But the problem is she didn't realize that the tea she was drinking had a higher caffeine intake than the drink she used to have many, many years ago. And so she was like, well, I thought tea was better for me, which it is. So she said, well, I replaced it with that. But then the caffeine in the tea was keeping her up and she really didn't look at that. But then she began to, you know, really dig in, and then she was responsive to her body. And she's like, okay, right? She put two and two together and she's like, this doesn't work. So regularly assess your sleep patterns and adjust accordingly to meet your individual needs. There may be times and seasons where you need more sleep. There may be times that you can't get sleep and you get by. Whatever you need to do, but you've got to take care of you. You have got to personalize your choices based on your own goals, listening to your body, and seeking professional advice when you need help. There is help out there. But I will say this, there's also a lot of things online. Don't fall into the trap of going, oh, I can do this and lose 20 pounds in 7 days. Not going to happen, at least not a healthy way. So you really got to look at it. Don't click on just any link. I would say if you see something in your feeds, get out of your feeds. You can read it, but go to your Google, Chrome, or something like that and type in the .com, whatever it was. Don't do it from the actual social media feeds, okay? I know that goes against the norm, and it's so easy because you want to buy it, but there's also a lot of scams out there. Don't fall into that. They'll use celebrities to entice you, etc., okay? I'm looking out for you. Now, I know some people are like, well, duh, but some people don't know. And when you're in the moment and you're at that point of, I just got to do something, you might just actually put your finger on it and then you'll be trapped and then you'll be like, oh, dag nabbit. All right, I don't want you to be there. So choose what's right for you when it comes to healthy living. And I get it, it can be challenging. You are living in a sea of confusion, but start with first looking at yourself. A lot of self-reflection. Go into that research. Dive into it. Don't just take my word for it. I mean, I appreciate that you trust me, but there's other people out there too that will also support it. But there may be more important things that you need to know specifically about your situation, right? And then tune into your body's responsiveness. You can navigate the noise and find a personalized approach that aligns with your goals and your priorities. It takes time. Be patient. This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. Healthy living is a daily decision that boosts your journey along the way. And what matters most is finding a sustainable lifestyle that supports your overall well-being. That's what matters because you matter. Go in peace, my friend. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.